This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Maybe you missed this. Full disclosure, I did, but we are, it turns out, smack dab in the middle of Cinema Week 2021. Movie theaters and industry groups getting together to promote the culture of moviegoing now that we can. Stephanie Silverman is the executive director of the Belcour Theater in Nashville. Also, she is one of the 10 people we've been following in our series, The United States of Work. Well, 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 Stephanie Silverman, as I live and breathe.
Well, hello, Kai Ryssdal. Nice to hear your voice again.
Good to talk to you, too. How are you? How you been?
You know, pretty good, all in all. You know, still on the COVID roller coaster, but
yeah.
It's a good new phase, I think. Starting to work our way back to some sense of normalcy.
You are open in person, yes? I can go see a movie next time I come to Nashville?
You can, every single day of the week. It's been good. We reopened officially on April 23rd. So it's been a few weeks now.
So what's it like on a Friday night? I mean, are there crowds and lines? Are there people eating popcorn and all that good stuff?
There are definitely people eating popcorn. Crowds, it's very inconsistent, I would just say right now. It's been interesting to us as we watch sort of what people are coming to. You know, we have a sold-out screening of the film Children of Men tonight, right? In the middle of the week, a movie that has been out in the world for a long time, but we have a speaker and a bunch of other stuff around it, and that's sold out for us. Is at 50% capacity, of course, right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the other stuff, some of the new release stuff that also might have a life on another streaming platform, say, it's slower. So time for some heavy curation to really find the right mix.
Yeah, this is a little touchy-feelier than I usually get, but people missed you, clearly.
Yeah, they did. And we missed them. It's been pretty great to be back, and especially for our to see our regulars, to see people just standing in the lobby talking about movies after a movie. It's powerful. It's really rewarding, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And validating, right? In terms of what you do, right?
Totally.
Because we talked about this before. You're a mission driven person and a mission driven organization. But even a mission driven organization needs money. Last time we had you on, we talked about the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant and how you were kind of hanging fire on that and trying to get some money. And where does that stand?
Well, our application did move from submitted to under review yesterday, which is good. Of course, the applications have been in for over 9 weeks now, so we're still waiting. And this money was legislatively authorized in December.
Wow.
So the gift of the support, it was really like a light at the end of the tunnel, but the process has been, I will just say, maddening is the kindest word I can use to describe it right now.
Do you think you're out of the woods?
You know, I do think we are. I think the sort of the rough sea things ahead of us are just getting people used to being in a space like a theater again.
Yeah.
And a part of it, I think, is just like the rapidness of change. So I think we're just in the relearning process, and theaters are kind of at the end of the tail, sort of.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we are still working through what was a pandemic release model for new movies, right? Which was streaming and maybe in the four theaters that were open in the country.
Right. So that's the structural changes question, right? Because there are clearly structural changes coming to your industry, and how you can deal with that.
Well, we've always been pretty good at navigating these things through the way we program, frankly, just by directly marketing movies to audiences in a way that's different from the larger national model. But I also know that I think maybe even our distributor friends are going to learn some lessons about just going straight to streaming and how many people actually see that wonderful filmmaker's movie if they don't give it the kind of exhibition first release, whether those windows stay open as long as they used to, I don't know. But I still really feel that what we do in movie world is something different for that piece of work than what happens when it's on in TV world in your house.
Yeah. Stephanie Silverman, she's the executive director of the Belcour Theater there in Nashville, Tennessee. Trying to get by, trying to get back is what they're doing. Stephanie, thanks a lot. It's really good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Kai. It's really good to talk to you, too.